Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining me today is Edward Graham, president and CEO of South Jersey Industries. South Jersey Industries is traded on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol SJI and is an energy services holding company. Thanks for joining me today, Edward.
Oh, nice to be here. Thank you.
Great. Let's get right into it. What were the drivers behind the company's full-year results from last year, which were particularly strong?
Well, I think as we look at our company, we have a main business, South Jersey Gas, our utility business, and then we have three main non-utility businesses, which are our on-site energy production, our asset management and storage business, and also our retail business. And I'm happy to say that all were up year over year in terms of performance. So we had contributions from every part of our business this year that grew over the prior year. In particular, I think our asset management and storage business was up far more significantly than the other businesses, but again, all good, great contributors.
Great, and it is important to note that you also declared your quarterly dividend.
Yes, we did, and if for those that may not have recalled, back in November, we actually, our board of directors approved a dividend increase of 10%, which was, I think, 11 cents over the prior year, which gives us an annualized dividend of $1.19. And what's really important about that is not only have we increased our dividend over the last 7 years, but our board has a policy to grow the dividend by at least 6 to 7% a year, and they target a payout ratio of 50 to 60%. And what they found with our past performance and what they see in front of us, they found great comfort in increasing the dividend that level. And in addition, over the last 3 years, we've grown the dividend by over 30%.
Great. And the company is on its 58th consecutive year of paying dividends. Can you talk about some of the developing trends that you see in the market and how well-positioned the company is to capitalize on these trends?
Well, clearly, the trends in terms of the, if you look at the federal stimulus package or even the state of Jersey stimulus package, a key component of the package is our energy efficiency and conservation. And what makes us so well-positioned is that we implemented in 2006 our conservation incentive program, which is a decoupling tariff by what the industry calls it. We were one of the early companies in the country to adopt it, and our Board of Public Utilities approve it. And what it does is really shifts our earnings from customers we serve as opposed to how much gas they consume. So it already made us indifferent into consumption. In fact, we're advocates of conservation. So with that as a centerpiece, we now have businesses that can go out and benefit from stimulus packages and our own efforts to make customers more efficient, to conserve energy, and also to reduce the carbon footprint.
Great. And what differentiates South Jersey Industries from the other players in the sector?
Well, clearly the first thing is that we are a utility that continues to grow in our South Jersey Gas subsidiary, and also with this decoupling or conservation incentive program, we're positioned well in an environment where conservation and efficiency is going to be the future mantra of the industry and of the country. Secondarily, we've developed very successful non-regulated businesses that capitalize on building, design building, and own and operating projects for commercial and industrial customers to take advantage of efficiency and renewables.
Great. And perhaps you can walk us through some of the background and experience of your management team.
Sure. I'm the CEO and chairman, as you mentioned, and I've been with the company leading my 27th year, started in the financial part of our company, but have spent a good bit of time on the non-regulated side and what we would call the competitive part of our business. And I think it's benefited me as we now look at opportunity in both utility and the non-utility sides. We've built a team that's focused on competing, and that's not traditional in the utility sector to have that mindset and a team built that way. Likewise, we have Dave Kinlick, our CFO, who's been immersed in the regulatory and financial side for many years, so he knows how to capitalize in a competitive environment to use our relationships with the regulatory side to really grow the company. Other key players are Jeff DuBois, who's been with the company for in excess of 20 years that runs the utility operations, and lastly, Mike Renna, who's running our non-regulated businesses that's been with us 12 years but has really extensive background in competitive markets and banking.
Great, and that brings me to my next question. Looking ahead to the company's strategic plans for the future, what objectives has management set for the company over the next 2 to 3 years?
Well, on the financial side, we expect we have had in place a target to grow on an average annual basis at least 6 to 7% in terms of net income. We've achieved that consistently, as I said, over the last 5+ years. And we also feel really well positioned to continue that. In terms of our sector, that's probably at least 50%, if not double, what the growth rate is of other comparable utility / energy companies. Secondarily, in terms of goals, as I said, we put in place our efficiency and our conservation plan throughout our company to capitalize on this marketplace, and we feel really well positioned. We're now pursuing and have done projects, whether they be thermal facilities for the Borgata Casino, combined heat power or cogeneration projects, as they refer to, at customers such as Mannington Mills. We also have generated electricity from a number of sites in New Jersey from landfill gas. And we've done solar projects most recently at our local university in southern New Jersey. So we are already active and expert in how to take advantage of renewable and efficiency projects. So I think our growth plan path forward is to really capitalize on that expertise, as now at the federal level and the state level, there's quite a bit of support for those projects.
Great. And once again, this is an interview with South Jersey Industries. Once again, joining me is Edward Graham, President and CEO of SJI, which is a ticker symbol for South Jersey Industries, traded on the New York Stock Exchange. Before we conclude, what are the key reasons SJI represents a good long-term investment potential to investors?
Well, clearly the starting place is in terms of our credibility of past performance and the wealth of opportunities in front of us. In terms of past performance, over the last 5 years, our total shareholder return has averaged 18% a year, which as we look at a peer group, rates us at the top, if not the number one, out of at least 45-plus companies. In terms of future opportunities, I think clearly, people look, where are you going next? In terms of the utility, I think some things to highlight is an infrastructure program as part of the utility stimulus package for New Jersey that we are going through a process to get approval to spend an incremental $100 million on our infrastructure and earn on that immediately. So that's unprecedented in our state, and we're on a path, hopefully, to have that approved by April. Secondarily, as part of that, we've been asked to file by the end of this year or early next year a rate case with the state of New Jersey, which in our case there will be at least $380 million of infrastructure that we've built, excluding this $100 million, that has not been reflected in rates, and at least a half or more of that are projects that would generate incremental earnings for the company once completed. In terms of the non-utility side, we've got several exciting things. We've grown our storage and our pipeline capacity and have actually already hedged $34 million of pre-tax profit in this winter season, and we're 66% hedged on a valued portfolio of $37.5 million. They're by far the largest numbers we've ever seen on our non-reg side in our asset management business. The other exciting thing is that we are partners in property in the Marcellus Shale, 20,000 contiguous acres. We've already leased that to St. Mary's to a production company and look to down the road besides the royalty payments, the royalty and working interest that we hope to realize in the future. We've already received cash payments up front as well that we'll recognize during the life of the lease. So And there's a host of other projects that are out there as well in terms of CHP or combined heat and power and renewables that we're working on the non-regulated side. So we've got more opportunity in front of us than we've ever had before, and so we hope to replicate our past performance in the future.
And we certainly do look forward to tracking the company's progress over the next few months. And once again, I'd like to thank you for joining me today, Mr. Graham.
Well, thank you for having me.